Hand that guides you along.
Welcome back, kiddies. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and this is the Mother's Day edition, and that's just a little Grilling Guys tribute to all the wonderful moms that are out there listening. And guys, whether it's the mother of your children or your own mom you're spending time with today, it's time to get out and prove yourself on the grill, on the smoker, and on the deep fryer. And we're also talking a little bit about microbrewed beer today.
Yeah, home brewers. And with the big celebration going downtown thanks to Siciliano's Market and Gravel Bottom, and I think the new place up in Cedar Springs,
right.
It's Mother's Day, and it's a little home brew. But that was a little cut from Peter Pan, the old Peter Pan cartoon that I thought was so sweet. So all you dads can tender up just a little bit. But now it's time to toughen up and buck up, okay? Because we're going to talk about home brewing, and we're going to talk about the biggest home brewers organization in the world. And we've got the man that runs the whole show, Steve Parr from American Home Brewers Association, on the grilling line right now. How are you doing, Steve?
That's right. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, you're running a big organization. You're herding cats. You got all kinds of people that are, I mean, it's an association, so this is just something they pay dues for, and you don't really have any control over them. You're just trying to guide them, and that's a big mission.
That's right. We're a national organization that works to promote and protect home brewing, but we got 46,000 members nationwide. Fortunately, they all like making beer, so it's we share some interest.
Steve, how much has your organization grown in the last 3 to 5 years?
We've seen some pretty incredible growth. After 2005 to about 2014, we were averaging about 19% membership growth every single year, and so we're up to about 46,000 members right now.
And if I wanted to become a member of the association, what are the two or three reasons that I would be drawn to your group?
Sure, yeah. So folks join for a number of reasons. First of all, we promote the hobby through mainly just providing educational materials. So if you want to find videos or information on how to advance within the hobby or just brew that first batch, we have that all on our website. You also get a magazine called Zymergy Magazine. So Zymergy is the study of fermentation sciences. We deliver that to the household every 2 months. Kind of updates on what's going on, not just in the home brewing world, but within the beer world. And then our members get a membership card in the mail that gets them access to discounts at breweries and beer bars and homebrew shops across the country. There's more than 1,300 participating businesses doing that. So you can save a little money, learn a little bit about home brewing. And then we also have a couple of events that we put on, like the National Homebrew Competition. Currently qualifies as the world's largest international beer competition. We had 8,000 entries this year.
Wow.
So AHA members can submit their homebrew into those competitions, get them judged by judges all over the country, and get some feedback so you can make better beer.
So where is this homebrewers competition at?
So the competition, we do a first round judging at 12 different regional judging sites across the country. And so no matter where you are located within the U.S., we even have some international entrants. You can get your beer shipped to not too far from where you live. And then all those entries that qualify and pass that first round are going to make it to a final round that takes place at our annual conference. And so HomebrewCon, we move it around the country. This year we're going to be out in Baltimore. It's June 9th through 11th. We're going to have about 3,000 homebrewers come and attend brewing seminars. And then, of course, we have that final round of the competition, so where we have an award ceremony. And the best of the best of the nation's homebrewers are going to be recognized for making great beer.
So where will be the place in the Great Lakes where people can compete?
The closest judging site up there was Minneapolis.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you had your annual convention in Grand Rapids a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, we were just in San Diego last year. We were in Grand Rapids the year before that.
Right.
We're out in Baltimore this year. And so we do list out all that information on homebrewcon.org.
So I'm going to guess that California's probably got the greatest number of members.
You know, it is one of the largest contingents of our members. Obviously, along the front range of the Rocky Mountains, we got a lot of homebrewers as well. But then, you know, up near Grand Rapids in the Great Lakes area, people are making a lot of homebrew. You know, I don't know if it's just the water or what, but a lot of great homebrewers, a lot of great sources for raw ingredients and materials, and the homebrew shops up there are great supporters of the local homebrewing community, and so we work a lot with them.
Well, there's no drought here, that's for sure.
That's right.
In beer or water.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just always curious about the effect that the water has on the brew.
You know, it does play a role. Really depends on the technique of brewing that you're going to be using. If you're an extract brewer, you know, some of the extracts that are coming out of these manufacturers nowadays are such high quality that you can make just as great of beer with these extract recipes as you can with an all grain. But with those extracts, a lot of the mineral contents and the ions that go into the mashing, we don't need to get too technical, but that's already present. When you're doing all grain brewing, you can do some things to manipulate that water that's going to say, I guess, depending on the style, accentuate right. certain flavors that you're aiming to get. So if you're submitting your beer in a competition, it might be beneficial for you to play around with some of that water chemistry. And our members enjoy that technical side, that creative do-it-yourself aspect of making your own beer. You know, maybe you tasted it, took some notes. Next time you tweak the water profile and it comes out better next time. And that's we touch on that on our website as well.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend on your favorite station. We're talking right now on the Grilling Line with Steve Parr, who heads up the American Homebrewers Association. And I got to believe you have some awesome job security, because I don't know of any associations with such a robust and growing group. Do you, Job?
No, I don't. And Steve, I always like to get the one or two things. The guy in your position, you see a lot of homebrewers. You get a lot of forum hits. I know you do. What are the top one or two questions that you get, and what would be the answer to those as the association?
Well, I'd say the first thing is, you know, where do I go to find ingredients? I mean, your local homebrew shop is going to be the greatest resource for you for finding that initial beginner kit, so you can brew that first batch of beer. They're also going to be a source of information, and so that you make that first batch as easy as possible. They're going to eliminate a lot of the crazy variables, because brewing can be as simple or as complicated as you want it to be. But, you know, work with that local homebrew shop, and they're going to get you everything you need. If you don't know where your local homebrew shop is, we do have a directory on our website, and you can pull it up by city and state and find a shop by you.
And give us your site. Give us your site real quick.
Website is homebrewersassociation.org.
All right.
Easy.
Thanks so much for joining us, Steve. That's just some fantastic information, and we wish you the best of luck in growing your operation, and we sure appreciate what you're doing for that segment of the market.
Yeah, guys, thanks so much, and you know, have fun with Big Brew.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay, Steve Parr, American Homebrewers Association. That's a lot of people, man. He's herding cats.
He is. He's a man. It's yeah. Time for some man law. Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasty in the Lower Peninsula. But with our UP roots, the pasties are just going to get bigger, Joppy, and don't even say gravy, because if you go to the UP with me, when we visit Keweenaw and all these places, and you talk about gravy, we will get our butts kicked.
Okay.
Just remember that.
I will, Mr. Ketchup.
Today's man law is in accordance with, it just goes with home brewing and beer in general. On a road trip, the strongest bladder determines pit stops. Not the weakest.
Oh, it all depends who you're traveling with. We're back to making bacon, but if you don't stop when she wants to stop, you're in trouble, brother. I'm just telling you right now. Hey, got to get a little shout-out today. Our friends at Sobey Meats in West Michigan having a big anniversary sale today on Remembrance Road, just on the northwest side of Leonard. Look them up, SobeyMeats.com. But big doings out there. Got lots of barbecue guys out and meat reps and all kinds of stuff.
That's great a must. That's a must do. So right. After you do the homebrewers gig
on the Calder in Grand Rapids,
then head over to Sobey's, because there'll be deals aplenty.
Get out in your backyard. Do something special for Mother. Get something on the grill. Enjoy a microbrewed beer and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. You've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk to you later. I was born. Always for the oven with this burning heat. Where she stood making sure I had something to eat. Tea is for the time that she stayed up nights and took my temperature when I was...